أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولقد آتينا لقمان الحكمة أن اشكر لله ومن يشكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن الله غني حميد. الله سبحانه وتعالى speak to us about Luqman alayhi salam. This chapter is named after this great saint and pious righteous servant of Allah by the name of Luqman. Luqman alayhi salam was not a Nabi. He was not a prophet of Allah. He was in fact an Ethiopian slave. He was owned by master. But his master was so impressed by his wisdom and by his deep understanding and by his knowledge and by his pious and righteousness that his master decided to set him free. Luqman alayhi salam, it is said that he was the nephew of Ayyub alayhi salam. Ayyub alayhi salam, a great Nabi of Allah. And we know that Ayyub alayhi salam, he had been blessed with bounty, and then those bounties were taken away from him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him with the illness and the disease that he suffered from, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually cured him because of the patience and perseverance that he had shown. Luqman alayhi salam, he said that he lived for a very long time. He was even present in the era and the time of Dawood alayhi salam. So he was a great saint and a very pious, righteous slave of Allah, and he is known for his hikmah, for his wisdom. And people would come to him for advice, because he would give people very deep and sound advice. And that's why Luqman alayhi salam is known by the title Luqman al-Hakim, Luqman the wise one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions over here that this hikmah and the wisdom that Luqman alayhi salam possessed was given to him by Allah. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly we gave Luqman al-hikmah, wisdom. So wisdom is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses a person with. Knowledge is something you acquire. But wisdom is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon a person. مَا يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if Allah intends good for someone, Allah gives them the understanding of deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them wisdom and gives them the proper and deep understanding of deen. So what was the wisdom? The first wisdom or piece of wisdom or the manifestation of the wisdom that Allah had given him was anishkur lillah. O Luqman, give shukr and give thanks to Allah. This is one manifestation of wisdom. How does wisdom manifest itself? You find a person is always grateful to Allah, always making shukr to Allah. And why? Because that person understands the benefit of wisdom. That person knows what benefit lies in shukr. So he's a wise person. That person is constantly making shukr and who appreciates the bounties of Allah and the favors of Allah is indeed a wise person. That person has a lot of wisdom. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we gave Luqman alayhi salam wisdom. Immediately after that, Allah says, anishkur. That give thanks, O Luqman alayhi salam, give thanks to Allah. That is the explanation of the wisdom that Allah had blessed him with. That this is wisdom. True wisdom is that a person is constantly grateful to Allah for the many bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the person with. Shukr is of two types. One form of shukr is the shukr and the appreciation that we express with the tongue, verbally. You are constantly making shukr to Allah and expressing thanks to Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us so many du'as through which we can express our happiness and gratitude to Allah. The second form of shukr is the shukr that we express through our actions. And we display it through our actions. Allah gives you a bounty. You use the bounty, the health, or the wealth, or the time, the children, whatever form of bounty Allah has given you, you use it in a way that is pleasing to Allah. So, verbally saying Alhamdulillah or Shukrillah is not enough if the action contradicts what you are saying. For example, somebody gives you a smart garment. Somebody gives you, for example, an imamah or a scarf. Very beautiful, mashallah. You accept it from him, and you say, Jazakumullah khairan, and you say, shukr to you, thank you, and you express your gratitude. And next minute, you take that beautiful scarf and you start polishing and shining your shoes with it. That thanks that you had given to him meant nothing to him. You will become so upset, and you will feel so, annoyed, and you will feel so, so disappointed by what you have just given. And that thank you, and that appreciation that you have given verbally will mean absolutely nothing to him. So, while appreciating the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our tongue, make sure those bounties are not used in a way where we are telling Allah that we don't appreciate the bounty, because we are not using it in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed. Allah speaks about the benefit of shukr. When we give thanks to Allah, it does not benefit Allah in any way. Allah is not in need of our shukr. Allah does not need our thanks. Allah does not need our gratitude. Allah does not need our appreciation. Allah is beyond that and far above that. So Allah says, وَمَنْ يَشْكُرُ. What is the benefit of shukr? That person who makes shukr, فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. He only makes shukr for his own self and for his own benefit. You are the sole beneficiary of the benefit of shukr. You are the sole recipient of the benefit that shukr has to offer. When you make shukr, and when you appreciate and you show it, both in word and in action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you are only making shukr for your own nafs, for your own self. That is for the benefit of your own self. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Whenever you make shukr, and if you will constantly make shukr, I will give you more. So through the shukr, we are only benefiting ourselves. وَمَنْ كَفَرْ. And the one who is ungrateful, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِي. Allah is independent. Your ungratefulness does not harm Allah in any way. Just as the shukr that you make does not benefit Allah in any way, your ungratefulness and showing ingratitude to Allah, it does not harm Allah in any way. And that's why Allah says, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ. And the one who is ungrateful, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghani. Allah is independent. Allah is free from all need. Hamid, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a praiseworthy one. So if you are ungrateful to Allah, that does not in any way decrease Allah's majesty, Allah's greatness, Allah's praiseworthiness. Allah is praiseworthy by His very nature and by His very dhat, by His very being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the praiseworthy one. Whether you are praising Him or not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is already the praiseworthy one. As for example, the sun. If you are going to praise the sun does not increase in its brightness. The sun is bright. It's bright, and there's nothing brighter than the sun. And by you praising the sun, does it increase the sun in brightness? No. Why? The sun by its very nature possesses that brightness. The sun does not rely on your praise and your comments in order for its brightness to increase, or it doesn't, its brightness does not decrease by you insulting it or by you not praising it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need any praise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself is the praiseworthy one. So whether we are making shukr to Allah or we are not appreciating Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He Himself is Hamid. Allah Azza wa Jal is the praiseworthy one. May Allah grant us understanding.